Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Don Thatcher and his family have worked in Ireland for many, many years. And listen to Brother Thatcher as he tells us about the changing face of Europe. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet ring out Americanism. America's been identified as seemingly having endless city streets lined with one fast food chain after another. Most of these fast food restaurants are pretty much American icons. When our family came to Ireland in 2004, fast food consisted mainly of the local fish and chip shop like McDonald's and an occasional Burger King in the major cities. But now, 21 years later, McDonald's has popped up in the small neighborhood towns. We also can find KFC and Tim Hortons and Subway and Starbucks and Krispy Kreme donuts all around the country. Taco Bell and Wendy's have both opened up shop with about a dozen more coming in over the course of the next year. What am I saying? I'm saying that what once was an identifying mark of American culture has made its way to rural Ireland. We moved into the city of Waterford in 2007, and at the time, I could count the coffee shops in the city on one hand. Ireland was predominantly a tea-drinking nation, but coffee has overtaken the market. Today, there are a good two dozen coffee shops across the city. Europe is composed of 44 historically distinct nations. And it's rather quickly being reshaped into a new Europe. The old face is evolving and taking on a very different look. The backdrops of history, culture, and individual nationalism are giving way to the influx of migration. The Europe of the past is no longer the Europe of the present. The unique features of Europe's cultural and national past are becoming diluted, blended, and erased. Consider this statistic referencing citizenship ceremonies from the country of Ireland, where we minister. Six ceremonies are being held over 2 days for approximately 6,000 people. Applicants from over 138 countries and all across 32 counties on the island will make a declaration of fidelity and loyalty to the state and become Irish citizens. Since 2011, nearly a quarter of a million people from countries all around the globe have legally obtained citizenship in Ireland, a country of now 5.3 million people. The same trend is happening across much of Europe. The growing migration trend, legal or illegal, has also fostered a growing sense of resentment and pushback from the national population in many of these receiving countries. Nationals and migrants alike face various difficulties as a result. Now, all of this migration brings with it the migration of multiple religions. The religious backdrop in most European countries is quickly being eroded to give way to other religions or even the forsaking of religion as a whole, and Europe has been going through a significant makeover, resulting in a new look and voice, and this makeover is sourced from over 193 different countries around the globe. That's a massive amount of diversity. Now, Brother Thatcher says this to us, would we make this a matter of prayer? More and more missionaries across Europe find themselves with new and different challenges than when they first arrived on their field of service.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.